Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Before we get started, Father's Day is just around the corner, and we want to let you know that on June 17th, we're going to have a special Father's Day at the ballpark at the Clippers Stadium for the Barnstormers, and we want to invite you to come out to that if you're available, too. Just go out to our website. We'll have more details up there. And, of course, we're talking about parenting, and we're in the middle of a three-part series on the vital roles of godly parents and being a prophet, priest, and king to our children. And of course, Bruce, last week we talked about the role of a parent prophet, the one who teaches our children the Word of God and confronts their sinful behavior when needed. And today, Bruce, I think we're going to look at priests. Am I correct?
That's right. Can you remember who the high priest was who trained Samuel? He had two sons, too. Their names were Hophni and Phinehas. And Three Dog Night wrote a song about him.
I hope you're not going to ask me to sing it.
Eli's coming. Yeah. Come on. Eli was the high priest. The spiritual leader of Israel, and yet his two boys were real scoundrels. The Bible tells us that they were such scoundrels, God would not forgive them of their sins.
But Bruce, let me ask you a question. How can a godly guy like Eli fail as a father?
Well, unlike Samuel, the Bible is clear on Eli's parenting flaws, that Eli did not discipline his sons. The Bible clearly says that Eli knew what his sons were doing, taking the best cuts of meat and committing adultery in the temple, and he did nothing to stop them. So God had to clean up the mess in his household, and he did it in a very drastic fashion by killing all three men, Hophni, Phinehas, and Eli.
Well, that's a bit of a brutal punishment. I'm sure there's a lesson in there somewhere for us.
Well, the lesson is that we need to be active in disciplining our children when we know that they're violating God's word and they're living in sin. And I find it interesting that Eli the priest failed as the parent prophet. Remember, we talked about the prophet confronting sin last week.
Well, I know it's important for us that we need to help our kids deal with the sin and character issues in their lives as parent prophets. But how does this play out as a parent priest?
Well, you know, priests do two things. They pray and they live their lives as an example. And we, as parents, then need to be praying for our families, praying for our kids every day, and living our life as an example for them to follow. The Old Testament priest interceded on behalf of his people. It was his job to bring the people into right relationship with God, to make sure that their sins were forgiven, and he would intercede and pray on their behalf. And, you know, the greatest thing we can do for our kids, Cap, is to pray for them each and every day. And whenever we think of them, we need to be praying for them. I would pray for my two boys and Karen every morning as I drove into work. No radio, no CD, just a time to think about them. We're all going to work, going to school, and it helped them keep them fresh in my mind as to what we were headed for that day, and I knew the things they were facing. But, you know, we can also pray for their character, that they will develop Christ-like character. And we've put together a 31-day prayer guide for parents, suggesting a characteristic of character that they can pray for each day of the month. So let's say today the character of the day we want to pray into the lives of our kids is honesty.
Well, that's a great tool, certainly, that will help us to pray for our kids. And parents, you can get this 31-day prayer guide at our website at pebblesoftruth.com. Just click the family activity link, and you can download it there as you like. Bruce, let me ask you, what's the second thing that we can do as priests?
Well, the second thing we want to talk about is to live our lives as an example for our children to follow. In many ways, the Old Testament priest represented the presence of God in the midst of his people. The same is true for us as parents. We represent the presence of God to our children. In fact, I believe there's no stronger force that shapes the way our children view God than how we live and behave in front of them as parents. So we need to be what we want our children to be. We need to show them what those character traits look like that we're trying to pray into their lives. So if we're praying for honesty, we need to be honest. So our pebble of truth for today is, be the parent priest, the one who prays for and models Christ-likeness to our children each and every day. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.